FM 90.3 WJTL Brandon Heath. That's enough. Hi, good morning. Happy Thursday, 7/21.
We're seeing mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for the morning, becoming sunny by the afternoon. High 65. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low dropping down to 43. Friday, tomorrow is looking sunny and breezy. High 66. Saturday, high 68. Cloudy with some showers. Sunday for Mother's Day, that high is up to 77. Partly cloudy and a chance of some afternoon showers. Right now in Mannheim, we are sitting at 50 degrees.
Our very special guest is a mom, a grandma, an accomplished violinist, and today is here as the founder and executive director of SWAN, Scaling Walls, A Note at a Time. Good morning, Diana Volo.
Good morning. It's great to be with you today.
It's always a pleasure to have you. Tell us about SWAN.
Oh, well, SWAN is a nonprofit organization that serves children affected by parental incarceration, and we serve them through Bible classes, mental health assistance, and music.
How often do you get together with the kids?
We usually get together with them once a week for a three-hour after-school program, and then throughout the summer as a five-week full-day summer music camp.
You told us a story earlier about a selectively mute student that you had.
Yes.
And the impact that God had through SWAN. Do you have any other great stories to share with our listeners?
Well, we do. During our five-week summer music camp, we had a child whose favorite place at first was underneath a grand piano sleeping. And it was a sleep that you couldn't wake him from. So that was induced by trauma. It was his brain's way of trying to heal. And as the student would emerge, we had him in a drumming class. He took to drumming so well, and as he emerged, he'd be in the drumming class. He learned a little program, and amazingly, by the end of that five-week summer music camp, this child went from silence to soloist and was playing with his drumming group and even soloing as an improv artist in front of an audience.
Amazing.
So it was quite amazing to see him go from silence to soloist.
I love that. That is amazing. So tell us about your summer camp. When is it coming up?
Our summer camp starts on June 23rd, and it will run for 5 weeks, full day. And, you know, it's a good place for us to be because the last summer camp, we discovered that there were children who were homeless, 8 homeless children in our 35 enrollment. And we were able to get the students then with social services that they needed. And one child we actually helped to get enrolled in the Milton Hershey School.
Amazing.
And she'll be coming back for summer camp this year, this summer, to see her friends and to enjoy all the things we have there for her: art, dancing, music, performance, friends, the whole thing.
If someone's listening and they know of a family or a student who's in a similar situation, they have a family member that's incarcerated, how can they get in touch with you and get that student involved with SWAN?
Well, please email us at info@swanforkids.org or go to our website. There are enrollment applications and ways for you to contact us.
How about the rest of our listening group? How can they pray for you? How can they support you?
Please pray. That's the most important part of our mission. But monthly donors get us through the year. And, you know, when you hear stories like homeless children and children selectively mute, I know everyone's hearts go out. But then the demands of life and the other callings that we have will distract us. But, you know, just sign up as a monthly donor, even if it's $5 a month, and you'll be helping us year-round.
SWAN for Kids. It's the number 4. SWAN4Kids.org is the place you want to be. Diana, thank you for visiting. Thank you for sharing these stories about how God's working through your ministry.
It's a privilege and honor to help these children.
Back to the music we go. Here's G. Lim. This is his song, Tonight, on WJTL. Good morning.